Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday evening service of September the 3rd, 1994, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Colonel Speed Wilson is the speaker of the evening.
Proverbs 16:9, and this is reassuring. Man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. I don't know what's going to happen. I get the smart remark, well, don't worry about it. I read the end of the book and we win. I said, well, what did you win? If you won something, there must have been a war. What's between here and there, I don't know. Some would say, you might as well relax and forget it. I won't. I didn't fight three wars to lay down now and roll over when this is the biggest war we've ever been involved in and far more critical to our country. Remember, and they are all Satan worshipers. This is a spiritual battle. And they hate you for no cause. If you think not, ask James Watt and Dan Quayle, both outstanding Christians. Al Gore could say that a tiger doesn't change his spots. Well, a tiger doesn't have spots. And he's talking about a battle of the Civil War. It was actually in the War for Independence. They didn't tell you all of that. That was left up to Ms. Quayle to point out in an interview of all the goofy stuff that old Al Gore had said, but his friends in the press never pointed it out. But poor old Dan Quayle, when the spelling thing goes, and they hand him a card of the correct spelling of the word, thinking he might be too stupid to spell potato, so they wanted him to have it in his hand, and they handed him one that misspelled potato and put an E on the end of it. And he looked at that, and he looked at the other, and said, well... But the funny thing was that all the news media, they didn't know any better either, and they had to go look it up, see how to spell it. I wish I'd have put it on video, but when Barbara Walters, CFR trilateral member, if you know who these people are, it's always CFR trilateral members interviewing CFR trilateral members. Henry Kissinger is on the board of directors of CBS. He's Dan Blather's boss. And all that sort of thing. They just read it off of the prompter. They don't have much to say about it. But Barbara Walters, after interviewing for quite a while, said, Vice President, what's the most memorable event in your whole life? He smiled and he said, the day I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And old Barbara looked for the door. And then she thought she had Madeline when she came. She's worse. Ask her. Said, do you agree with him about the deity of Jesus Christ? Oh, yes. Do you mean you believe in Noah's Ark and all of that? Absolutely, she said. Barbara dropped the subject and tried to get on to something else. So that's the reason they hate them. And some of them don't know why they hate them. Jesus said they'll hate you for no reason. It's just they're the spirit of Antichrist, you have the spirit of Jesus Christ, and bam, those two spirits clash. Plus, they're not members of CFR Trilateral Bilderbergers. This outfit will fall. When, I don't know. What's between here and there, I'm not too sure. But if their plans are carried out, you and I are in for a real tough time. And for those people that think they're going to be flying away, they're going to be in the great falling away. Corrie ten Boom. And she said, Watchman Nee told her, said, go forth and tell the people of this abominable rapture doctrine. Because she saw people renouncing Jesus Christ when they were at the grave with a pistol at the back of their head, and they told they'd never have to suffer this way, and here they were. So then they doubted everything they'd ever been told of. Boy, anybody that teaches rapture is going to be held accountable. Very, very serious. In fact, in the 1973 Holy Spirit Conference in Jerusalem, that dear saint, Corrie ten Boom, she said, this big lady, she said, this rapture doctrine is one of the prime false teachings of the last day that Jesus Christ said we could expect, and she says it's straight from the pit of hell. Amen. Well, 1 Timothy 4:1 says it is.
Right.
And there said a whole bunch of rapturists. Dan Mullichok and the whole bunch. But thank God they had guts enough to publish it in the Logos Journal. Published the text of her speech. Revelation 14:8, and the second angel or messenger followed saying, Babylon has fallen, the great city. And we've already shown you that's New York. Because she made nations drink of her wine and of her fornications. They had intercourse with her, close relation, one-on-one. Revelation 18:2, another messenger crying mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and it has become the habitation of devils. Did you get it? And every foul spirit, the current administration, and a cage of all unclean and hateful birds. All nations have drank of her wine and of her wrath, of her fornications. And the rulers of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants, Rockefeller, Rothschild, those of the earth have become rich with power of her delicacies and the blood of the martyrs. War is a big, big operation. By the way, the Bilderbergers always meet before the Group of Seven meet, and they always carry out. In 1991, they said that the United States would have to increase taxes. That was in May. In June, read my lips, Bush, we must increase taxes. The same thing. We could go down, the Bilderbergers, and Kissinger and David Rockefeller are on the executive committee along with the Rothschild group, which I love to call the Rockychilds, because they're one-on-one, right in, same spirit. Well, what do we do? First is draw nigh unto God. And the other one is, don't be depressed. Look up. Well, I hope you're not fearful. I don't see anyone sweating any cold sweat. And if you're sweating and frightened, come on up. We'll lay hands on you and get the Lord to fill you with the Spirit so that God won't give you the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. How about that? Soul. So you can do it. I cannot tell you what to do. That is up to you. But we have come to the point that we're going to draw a line somewhere and say this far and no further. When they come for your children, I think we're talking about Dr. Warmbrot, someone talked to him personally, tortured for Christ, the modern day St. Paul. He said when they started killing the Catholics, he wasn't a Catholic, he was a Lutheran, didn't bother him. When they started killing the Jews, Hitler, he wasn't a Jew. But when they knocked at his door and took him into prison, it was too late. So when will we wake up? Arnold Toynbee and Tolstoy, recognized world historians, have made studies of all great societies of their rise and fall. And they both agreed independently, years apart, that all great nations follow the pattern. From slavery came faith. And you'll see this in the nation of Israel. And from faith came strength. And from strength came abundance. And from abundance came dependence. Let the government do it. And from dependence came fear. And from fear, back to slavery. Doesn't take a mastermind to figure it out. We're right in the stage of fear and dependence upon the government. It is encouraging, and it may bring this whole thing to a head. The papers I've read, I know of 3 states and possibly 13 that their state representatives or Congress have passed resolutions demanding that our federal government get back to the Constitution, where the federal government does only 3 things: provide a common defense, represent the republic or the states in international affairs, and regulate interstate commerce. Boy, what a little government that would be. The rest is left up to the states. The Constitution makes that very clear. And what triggered it is they suddenly realized that our military was being transferred to the United Nations. Foreign aid is unconstitutional. Transferring our military forces to a foreign outfit is unconstitutional. And on down the line. Now this, once they get 38 of those, then Washington has to do something about it. They also found out that the IRS is unconstitutional and the 16th Amendment was never properly ratified, and get rid of the IRS. You can check your check. Your check is made out to the IRS, and if you check it on the back, it's deposited in the Federal Reserve, a privately owned corporation. Rockefeller, Rothschild, Warburg, Kuhn Lube, all the others. Nine banks own the Federal Reserve. And that's where most of the interest on our national debt goes. They create money out of nothing and charge interest on it. What a ripoff. Now, if this starts, that is going to put pressure on the conspirators. And they will have to move rapidly. All the executive orders are already existing. And a lot of them that Bush put out, some 30 of them, have all been consolidated into one, into the FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which can't even manage an earthquake or a tornado efficiently. They declare a federal emergency, national emergency. All laws are suspended. They have martial law. And that will be the end of the United States. Will come out as a dictatorship, and his name might be Ross Perot or James Baker III. Those are pure speculations, but they have all the credentials to do it. So it's all in the making. Now there are many, many good publications. There's some I'll show you. Yeah, we have time to get that on the tape, I think. I think one of the best around is the Spotlight. It's the only outfit, comes out once a week, and it'll even tell you when the Rockefellers, the Trilaterals, and all the other people meet. Very inexpensive, comes out every week, 51 a week. They take New Year's and Christmas off, being a bunch of Christians. And for $38, $36, I think you got a special on the end of this month, I don't know how many issues, for about $14. Very good. They're the only outfit that reports these things. They're the only publication that published the United Treaty of Human Rights, and it was actually ratified the 2nd of April, 1992. They're the only publication that published that. You'd have never known otherwise. So that one's a good one. Let me give you an 800 number. 800-522-6292. You can subscribe with a MasterCard or Visa, the Mark of the Beast. An excellent publication by Lieutenant Colonel Archibald Roberts. You'll find the military people are really into this deeply. Excellent. The Bulletin. The Committee for the Restoration of the Constitution. He even sends you the how to draft a bill to break the game of the IRS and the other. If your congressman can't write a bill, he tells them how to write a bill that's actually been passed and so forth. It's all proven. The Bulletin, phone number, it's 12 issues monthly for $25. Information you'll never get anywhere else. Area code 303-484-2575. I've talked to him on the phone a few times. Outstanding. If you like detailed, in detail, right, of what's going on, the McIlvaney Intelligence Report. This fellow has upstaged the media so many times, it's pathetic. And he has an 800 number. It's rather expensive. 800 number would be... Here it is, 800 1-800-528-0559. Try it for 6 months for $56. An excellent issue entitled The Waco Massacre and how the Clinton people lied because they said one thing one time and one time another. In fact, the brief that I've been reading tonight, The Fourth Reich of the Radical Socialists in Control of America, is back there on the table, and some others. You can pick these up off of the table for $2 each, which is half what I paid for. But I want you to have the information. I wish I had more of the Waco Massacre, but you can get back issues on it if you want. Now, some other things that are back there for you to have for free, the New World Order. Excellent little pamphlet. Give you quotes of the people who are doing it to you. And another one, one free for family. Another Lieutenant Colonel, Cy Monet, although he pronounces it Monet, he's French, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, friend of mine. Starting years ago, they generated this on every administration, and this is the first time, though, that they've generated one, the Carter administration and who the conspirators were, the Reagan administration. Reagan was about the only man in the whole outfit that wasn't a member of the conspiracy. He's the first president since Woodrow Wilson that was not a member of the conspiracy. But his vice president, Bush, was the wheel. Some of us know people, when Reagan came to town, he had six people in his cabinet that weren't members of the conspiracy, and I told people they won't last 6 months. Well, Ed Meese made me out a liar. He stuck it all the way through. Then we get to it. And then Ronald Reagan, and then you flip over, and here's the Bush administration, and then here's the current Clinton administration. It's all right there. One of these to each individual is free. If you want two of them, 25 cents apiece, or whoever you might want. And, I said, the New World Order. If you want to know how your representative in the District of Criminals is functioning, it's Washington, D.C., or Sodom on the Potomac, but get the congressional scorecard. Whatever state you're in, it'll tell you how your senator and how your representative voted on matters that are important to Christians. I don't need to tell you that our Congress, our Senator Metzenbaum, who was a member of the Communist Party in World War II, did not rate very well. And that's free, and you can pick it up. And if you want more, we'll call. I'm a charter member of the Christian Coalition. By the way, I'll tell you, the Christian Coalition right now has more dues-paying member than the Democrat and Republican Party combined. And in the last election of the nine candidates that they endorsed, seven were elected, including right here in Arkansas, the lieutenant governor and fundamental preacher, Republican, the governor of New York and the senator from Texas and oh, hallelujah, up in Minnesota. The sitting governor was pro-death, wanted to kill babies. He's pro-gun control. He's a Republican, and the Republican Party, because of the Christian Coalition's work, they didn't even endorse him. He has to now run as an independent, and they got a God-fearing man running against him. And to get Messy Bomb out, we got a Joe Slivanek, who is a right to life against gun control, been locked up for picketing abortion clinics, and we hope he will upset Metzenbaum. Of course, Metzenbaum's son-in-law, Bill Hyatt, that's not his real name, but anyway, he's a clone. If you love Metzenbaum, you'll really like Joe Hyatt. Then there's another package back there that looks like this, and in it it has an excellent book by two friends of mine that I've come to know. Here's the proof. If people say, oh, there's no conspiracy, well, here's the proof. And it's quoting the people in the conspiracy. They don't have hardly anything in there that they said. Everything is what the conspirators said. So if you want that, pick it up. It's in an envelope. One to each of you, free. But if you want more, they're $3 a piece, two for $5. Get one for your doubting friends. And I believe that's all the information we had. And I usually hesitate to give things away because I found that when you give people things, they don't read them. So, but tonight I'm going to violate that principle and give you something and trust you'll read it. So they're back there on the table on the way out. And also, don't forget to pick up the little rapture questionnaire and the cassette thing. And now, yeah, you had a question. Very good question. She's talking, and I had that in my notes and didn't put it in. Coming over here, by the way, the spotlight of many issues, the question is about the foreign troops and UN equipment in the United States. We have photographs to show that. They're all throughout Louisiana and other places. And coming here just up above Memphis, what is that, Interstate 55? I saw a UN vehicle coming toward me, and I recognized it. I know what it was. It's an NBC van, nuclear, biological, chemical cleaning thing. It was white, United Nations. In the upper left-hand corner, it simply said Marines. They have train loads of this stuff going around all over the country. Troops in this country, when the push comes to shove, as it's coming to, do you think the American troops would fire on you? Well, the people down in Waco did. By the way, the four guys that were killed down there, and this movie shows that when they went into their window, the guy out on the roof that shot himself in the foot climbing a ladder, a bunch of Keystone Cop operators. But anyway, when he got up on the roof and the three went in, he's on the outside and he throws a hand grenade in and fragments come out through the side of the wall. And just to make sure he killed the other three agents that went in, he stuck an M16 in and sprayed it around in there and killed his own three. And there was one killed in a helicopter, and all four of them had one thing in common. They'd been Clinton's bodyguards when he was governor. It's estimated right now 38 people have died because they knew too much, including the woman that cut her head off to commit suicide. Think that about Watergate. They're here, and they will enforce it. Fort Dix and McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey has been turned over to the United Nations. And also the Presidio at San Francisco. Guess who's on the Presidio Island? Gorbachev, overseeing the closing of our bases. He gets about $100,000 for giving a 45-minute talk. So, cheer up. It's going to get worse. Yes, John.
About the Social Security deal becoming independent?
About the Social Security what?
Becoming independent.
About the Social Security becoming independent? Nothing in this country is going to become independent. The objective right now is to wipe out the middle-class American in the United States and reduce you to a peon status so that you'd be nothing more than a slave on a global plantation. That's the whole operation. That's the reason you pay the taxes. And that's the reason you don't have a job. Your money will be taken by the United Nations and being redistributed throughout the world because we don't have the right to prosper and the rest. So that's their mental attitude. And it'll go through the United Nations where 85% of the members hate us and they all have one vote just like us. So you can imagine how a compassionate group that's going to be for you and I. And if you're a middle-class Christian, you're really in trouble. And if you're a big mouth like me, I guess you're really in trouble. But fear doesn't bother me. You know, three wars and shot down four times, you sort of get used to it. Who signed the genocide? Yeah, It was Carter. I better not say it. People would think I'm... You know, it says give honor to who honor is due. Well, honor is not due, these people. Carter didn't know what he was doing. He was just a puppet. He was a charter member, as was Mondale, charter member of the Trilateral Commission. And that's a conspiracy group. As the joke goes, and one of them said, the reason Billy Carter's mother, what was her name? Miss Lillian. The reason Miss Lillian wouldn't let Billy Carter be president because Jimmy couldn't run the filling station. He peaked out when he was scheduled in the White House tennis courts. And he did. Well, that's a delegation of power, isn't it? Sign anything they put in front of him. Do you have a question, baby?
No, it was just the time that I was confused.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Do you see the coming election, the possibility of turning the tide?
Do I see the coming election of turning the tide? I sure hope it's going to help. If you can get Oliver North in to replace trilateralist consul of foreign relations, Bilderberger, Chuck Robb, Lyndon Baines Johnson's son-in-law, that'll be a step in the right direction. But you can see the news media, they're really taking, and there you are again, Ollie North, born again, tongue-speaking Episcopalian. And they all know it and they hate him. And he said he lied. Well, big deal. Do you know anybody in Washington that tells the truth? But he, yeah, he was acquitted of the charge, but he said, yes, I lied to Congress, because if I'd have told the truth, thousands of people would die. So I had to choose lie or die, and I chose to lie. Justified. Well, I don't know that he was under orders to lie, but he was, you know, he knew that it wasn't going to be too popular. Yeah, it, do what? Yeah, so, you know, truth, like Harry Truman says, everybody said, give him hell, Harry. He said, I never gave anybody hell. I always told the truth, and in Washington, that's hell. That's true. He ought to know. He was a senator and all that sort of thing. Any other? Yes, brother.
You spoke one time about the agenda of the Soviets to...
Okay, yeah.
Are we still on the agenda?
Yes, we definitely are. There again, that was in the original tape, and you can get it. There's a lot of information in it. Just ask for the world conspiracy. And that lays the foundation. Nothing has really changed in the Soviet Union or Russia, whatever you want to call it, because this was planned way, way, way back, about 1981. A fellow by the name of Anatoly Golitsyn, Lieutenant Colonel KGB, defected, came to the United States, laid out the whole plan. Now, that was in 1981, and nobody would believe him because he said, when Gorbachev becomes the head of the Soviet Union, Gorbachev, nobody had ever heard of the name in 81. When Gorbachev becomes the head of the Soviet Union, that will be the beginning of a five-year period in which they will rearm and move within that 5 years to finish their conquest of the world. Well, 1985, 4 years later, guess what? Gorbachev became the head of the Soviet Union. He said the Berlin Wall would come down, and it confirmed what I'd always said. The Berlin Wall had to come down because it's a massive tank barrier. The 10,000 tanks they have back of the Ural Mountains, which wasn't covered in the treaty, can come barreling down through there. And plus the fact that East Germany was a basket case anyway, so now West Germany has to carry them. So, and besides, we weren't going to loan any more money. Even some congressmen waked up to the fact that we weren't getting any return out of the money we were sending to the Soviet Union. So they had to fragment it so that we will give all of its satellites lots of money so they won't become communists again. The communists just simply named themselves social democrats. And then we had the gall to say, as George said, that we had to support Yeltsin in the democratic government. Here's what a great democratic man he was. When the Congress over there, when they disagreed with him, he blew 187 into the next world, pulled up a tank and just blew them away and injured 400 others. That's like Clinton saying the Congress isn't going to pass my medical bill, blew them away. Yet, there's a great Democrat. If they don't vote your way, kill them. That's democracy. And they'll stand up and tell you they got to support him because he's a great Democrat. Oh, come on. But the news media will sell you that stuff. Well, the news media are all part of the thing. They're all CFR trilateral. every one of them. Right now, this day, every 24-hour period, the Soviets are building 10 new tanks, 3 new jet airplanes, a new nuclear missile submarine every 6 weeks. What are we doing? Wiping ours out. That's right. We can't afford it. That's all in the original world conspiracy thing.
Do you think that the Soviet Union letting Christians come in to witness, do you think that's just a separate act?
John, you just said something. Is it planned that they let the Christians come in and evangelize? This may be the real mistake they ever made. Because the hardcore communists, religion is the opiate of the people, Lenin says that. It's a superstition, has no power. Let them come. But what happens when you get a bunch of them born again and filled with the Holy Spirit and whatnot? That may be the whole thing that keeps us from coming off. It may well be. I don't know. Pray about it. But Pat Robertson many years ago said, you better move while you can because that window will only be open about 2 or 3 years. Well, if the 5-year period started in 1985, 1995. By the way, the Bilderbergers met in 1990 and said we had to have another major war within the next 5 years, 1990-1995. We're in that time frame. And the war may be here this time. The Americans have been spared wars. It's war ain't fun. Like old Willie and Joe, you know, Bill Malden's World War II guys. Old Willie's standing in a foxhole and he says, Bill, you know the most important place in the whole world? Said, no, this foxhole, because I'm in it. Gets to be a real point. Like Ernie Powell said, you read in the newspaper that 300 Americans died in a battle. That ain't a lot of folks, unless you happen to be one of them.
Right.
And that's a lot of folks. A lot of folks. A lot of people who died to save this country from what they perceived as the enemy, and the enemy was within us all the time. And all those wars came to try to liquidate people. World War I, World War II, all the others. Horrible. It's interesting, at the end of World War I, Paul Warburg was the one that drafted the Reserve Act that established the Federal Reserve as a private oil corporation. Paul Warburg represented this country, the United States, in the Versailles Treaty, and sitting across the table was his cousin, Alexander Warburg. Well, nothing happens by accident. It's all planned. Any more? And then one more, and then we'll quit. Yes, the brother back here. God bless you, brother, for sharing what you shared with me. I appreciate that.
I really found a lot of relation with my mom being a Baptist.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. You're looking at a good Baptist who finally realized somebody had been lying to him.
Another story I heard was that during the tribulation period, God the Father would withdraw the Holy Spirit.
That's so pathetic it hardly. You know, when the rapture occurs, that withhold shall be removed and the whole thing, and yet the 144,000 Jews are going to save more people in 3.5 years than we've been able to save in 2,000 and all of that. Well, there are many reasons to shoot that down. If you remove the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit convicts you of your sins, so how does anybody ever get saved? And the other one is, you just raptured out all the preachers, and as Paul says, how can they know if they don't have a preacher? And as one man said, even if there was a rapture, most churches would still have the same preacher. They catch a little while on that. I'll tell you one, now this is how far they get on that 88 reasons. Now, this is serious, these stupid rapture things, and the next one is supposed to occur this month, the 11th of this month. It's serious. A man over here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, went home in Little Rock, where that thing originated, went home and killed his wife and mother-in-law because they didn't know the Lord and he didn't want to be left in the tribulation. Glenn was getting calls about putting their pets to sleep. funny how things happen. Some people reacted one way. One group were going out and spending wildly because they're going to get out of here and they were going to really sock it to those old heathens. And the others were selling all their property. My sons had just been up in Georgia's territory, and we were very conscious of exchange rates. In fact, you're more conscious of it than we are because it works against the Canadians. One Canadian said, if you go to the medical system we have, where do we go to get a doctor? 300,000 Canadians come across the border last year to get medical treatment they can't get up there. But my son, on this rapture thing about people selling their property and getting it, and he wrote in Martin and said, I wonder what the exchange rate of the dollar is in heaven. Yes, brother. Was Martin Luther King a communist? Martin Luther King was getting a massive amounts of money from the communist group. Walter Reuther, American automobile workers who spent years in the Soviet Union being trained to how to maneuver unions and all of that. But Martin Luther King, if you hear his last sermon, he said, I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the truth. And I will no longer be used by Satan. A week later, he's dead. The communists killed him, as they did Patrice Lumumba and many other communists. If you don't go their way, they'll kill you. And then the right-wing radicals get blamed for it. When they killed JFK down in Dallas, I can hear David Brinkley saying, or is it Cronkite said? Yeah, Cronkite said, now be surprised, Dallas is full of right-wing extremists. So, yeah. I've seen the file, and Jesse Helms wanted to get that file declassified so that could come on the Martin Luther birthday thing. States, you know, some states don't even celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and many others. So, but that's the way it is.
President Clinton and Al Gore, if the independent investigation a star now begins to embarrass or hinder
What happens, now this is speculation, but people on the inside say that President Clinton has been so discredited that the conspiracy will kill him, make him a martyr. Well, then we'll get to that. So then Al Gore is certainly more dangerous because he's of the same ilk, but worse. And he knows how to get things done because he was once a senator. He knows how to get it done. And his vice president would probably be Jay Rockefeller, Senator Jay Rockefeller. When we were living in Virginia, Jay Rockefeller was governor of West Virginia, and when he ran for the Senate, he spent three times as much money for publicity in New York and Washington, D.C. than he did in West Virginia. Name recognition, very important.
If this be the crisis that sets off the collapse,
what is that?
Could this be the implemented crisis?
Oh, yeah. Anything like that could implement a crisis because the conspirators back in 1968 were told, all these rabble-rousers, that there would be an assassination of a very important person, and that would be the time for them to completely destroy 50 cities, and we knew which cities it were. So when Martin Luther King was killed, they started. They hit Washington, D.C., Detroit, East St. Louis, drive through each St. Louis sometime. Still a ghost town. And I've forgotten the other town, but they hit it before they could ever get the word to them. No, call it off. That wasn't it. That's still a plan. They'll hit 50 cities simultaneously. And that will give them the excuse. They'll take the orders from the government. And that'll be the excuse for martial law. And that'll be a clearly visible end of any semblance of democracy in the United States. Okay? Yeah.
The health care card.
Okay.
That's going to be the way he's going to use to monetize the debt.
Yeah. Say the card, the medical card. They already have it in California. It's called CalMed. And you can't get medical care without it. Whether you're paying for it or yourself, you have to have it. But it goes even further than that because at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in Paris Island, they haven't had any money down there for a long time. Everybody carries a smart card. And on payday, they run it through, and it's credited to the chip in there, and they go to the exchange and anywhere else, and they go out of town. They can go to the bank and get some money so they can spend in town. And so it's being tested. It'll work. It's not complicated. It's a whole thing. But you see, remember, the whole thing is control. They'll know where you spent the night in the motel. They'll know where all the money went and all that sort of thing. You just can't escape. Yes, ma'am. Well, the whole system's going to collapse. What will happen to Medicare and Medicaid? Well, there's no money in the Social Security now. It's all gone. All it has is government IOUs in there. And as the senator from New York, Moynihan, said, if any corporation did what the United States government has done, and that's to spend retirement funds, they'd have been locked up before night. And if somebody ever says your doctor thumps you on the back, the doctor says you're as sound as the dollar, you better get in bed, man. Just isn't there. The dollar isn't hardly worth the paper it's written on. But those things. Well, I think we better quit. Well, what do you do? Again, I can't tell you. You must be led by the Spirit of God, because what God is telling me to do might not be what you have to do. And don't accuse your brother or sister of missing God if they're doing something you're not doing. Just you be obedient to what you're doing. The safest place in the world is in God's will, and the most dangerous place is out of God's will. You won't find anyone in the Bible that was ever taken out of tribulation. They were always seen through. The best example is the Israelites in the land of the Pharaohs. Better one than that is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They even went through the equivalent of a thermonuclear war, 7 times hotter than a fire ought to be. And all it did was burn the bonds off of their hands and set them free. The same fire that destroyed the people that threw them in set them free. You need tribulation. It'll set you free. And the insincere will be purged from the so-called body of Christ. And it's coming. So hang in there, and I can't pray a better prayer than 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, not the heathen, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go forth and do what you would do. I would encourage you to become involved. Get into the Christian Coalition. They put out a newspaper and voters' guides and all sorts of information. And into the intercessor prayer. Where's Harry? Harry, are you here? If you're so led, get into those. As way back when it was... I've even forgotten what the other group was that we called it. It was very important to pray, become informed, and then take action. And the premise was that a lot of Americans are praying, they're not taking any action, and when they did take action, it was on absolute ignorance. They didn't even know what the issues were. So it isn't an either or. You have to pray, become informed, and then take whatever action the Lord leads you. Dear Lord, we thank you that you've chosen us to live in this day. You must have a lot of confidence in us that we will prevail and that we will overcome. And we will actually sit with you and rule and reign upon this earth by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be with our nation. It is not too late to save Bill and Hillary. You can save them, and what a blessing that would be. And give them the power, once they've been saved, to do what your Holy Spirit would cause them to do. Now be with each one here, guide and direct us, and let us live our lives that the world will see Christ, Jesus Christ in us. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.